America Weekend.
Well, we've come to the last part of our third hour, and usually I like to keep this on a up note, and we probably ended on an up note, but I want to start with something that I think is pretty serious.
Please.
I don't know if you noticed, but for me, the most ominous headline of the past week was this, quote, U.S. to allow the widespread export of armed drones to allied nations, close quotes. To me, unfortunately, the United States, and we've talked about this before, is the largest seller of arms in the world, and yet we say we want a peaceful world. To me, if we want a peaceful world, then stop selling arms. Despite the fact that these sophisticated and deadly weapons are supposedly going to allied nations, I think it's an ill-advised decision. To me, it's hypocrisy. Thy name is America.
Well, this is a tough one for lots of different reasons. However, I agree. We've talked about this as we did last week. We've got to get out of the arms business, and we know that's not going to happen right away. The world is a glut with weapons, small nations and large. Many of them, of course, outdated, but as I said to one journalist at a cocktail reception last week, they can still kill people, outdated or not. The AK-47s, which are no longer even manufactured in China, are still literally, and or in Russia, because they're so outdated, are all over the world and are still being used, and they're very effective killers, very effective. This, however, is getting us into, I think, a different age, where the use of technology, this arm's length war. Most of the drones that are flown in the Middle East are handled by men and women someplace
in Nebraska, wherever the heck they may be,
halfway around the world. And I remember General George Patton. I don't know if you've read the book. Patton had said, and it was actually in the movie, I'm glad I'm not going to be around when there's no longer honor and there's no longer face-to-face, because with honor and face-to-face death, I suspect there would be less of it than when you don't feel the pain, when you don't see what you're doing with those weapons. And I think he's got a point there.
I do, too.
This is not a video game. It's not a video game. It's real life. And for those of us, and you've been there, when you're in the theater of war, it is not a fun place to be. And when you're, however, 6,000 miles away and you can take a coffee break and go to the John and then come back and fire a series of weapons to kill some people, that creates a whole different atmosphere.
Well, it's not much different, Carl. Let me give you a different scenario.
Please.
And see if you want to bring this back to that point, which I think is very valid. If you're sitting in a silo back in the 60s and 70s and you have your finger on the button that can literally obliterate millions, if not billions, of people.
Correct.
Is there any different?
No. It's just that, and it was to my point, the technology age is racing so far ahead that even these drones that we're currently using today, the ones we're using today, the ones that we may be selling, are already outmoded.
I just don't think we should be. I mean, the fact that we have them, I think, is fine, and the fact that we use them, I think, is very good, particularly against the people like ISIS and
Al-Qaeda. Without question, and they're very effective, by the way, extremely effective.
Yeah, and they are the point of fear for the Al-Qaeda operatives.
Absolutely.
As well as the ISIS folks.
They can't see them, they can't hear them, and that's how it right. works. Correct.
But we're willing to sell armed drones to our allies, okay. But once you sell a piece of weapon, you have no control over
no
where
control.
That goes and how it's used.
Has this gone to the Armed Services Committee?
I have no idea. Well, I just, when I read the headline, Washington Post, I said, oh, no.
Let's do a follow-up on this. I had heard of that. I didn't have a chance to see the headline. But I'm going to follow up on this, and maybe we'll bring it up on the next broadcast.
Yeah, I know, because you have some interesting contacts within official Washington, but
yes.
maybe some of them could enlighten us off the record.
Let's see if we can't.
Who knows?
Let's see if we can't do that. It's a good point, and I'm making a note of it. Let me see if I can't make some headway there, because it was there, and I remember seeing it in those blurb headlines. Then it went away, and I didn't follow up on it.
Right.
Because you see so many strange things these days. Some of them, frankly, are lost leaders, as I call it. They're not really headlines. They're just someone said something to somebody, and they popped it out. That gets back to our Steve Cohen conversation, okay?
Right.
And all of a sudden, it winds up as a headline, but it makes no sense. Makes absolutely, it's all out of context. You see, let me check on it. I promise you I will.
Well, we should talk, probably talk about that for a while if you want. We've got a few minutes left on this. Did you have something that you wanted to bring up on this particular section?
I did. I wanted to finish up, to get back to Steve Cohen. I wanted to finish up the thought about Brian Williams in one respect. He's a good newsman, all right? I've liked his reporting over the years, and he's an interesting character. And when he's gotten on the talk shows, he knows how to play it up and have fun with it, and he, as they should. Every now and then, you got to take the jacket off and have some fun. However, in today's day and age, I believe that he and others in our selfie environment have stepped out of their mantle into an unfamiliar world where they have to perform in order to be visible. And I think you know what I mean.
I do. And in many ways, I agree with you. I don't think it's ever really changed. I think that years ago, people used to say to me when I was doing anchoring the an evening newscast,
right?
They would say, well, as an actor, or sometimes they would use that word, as a performer, I'd say, look, in many ways, presentation is, in fact, a performance.
Sure it is. Absolutely.
When you're telling information, mm-hmm. It's okay to do it that way as long as it's done with decency and taste and truth.
And I think and Brian met all of those, and the truth label, based on his own words, in my area is still, as I noted, is still in a gray spot because of the fog of war. And for those who are frightened, I was, you were, in the fog of war, there are some very blurred lines to what is actually happening and what you believe is happening.
Well, I want to give you far more credit than me. I was there reporting on what was going on in Vietnam in 1968, and you were there literally fighting the battle, and you were under fire a heck of a lot more than I ever experienced.
But that fog... And thank you for that. But that fog, that cloud that comes over us in the heat of battle. And I've had conversations where I'm at the bar with some old Vietnam buddies. And do you remember that incident? And we would talk about it. And when we went around the table, I was quiet enough to step back and hear the same story. It wasn't exactly the same. Okay. But we were all there. Mm-hmm. I remember Jimmy and Michael and people that I was with in this one particular incident in Benoit, though it's essentially the same story told by four different guys, young men, grant you, we were frightened as all living heck. It doesn't come out the same way, but it was the same story. You see what he was shot at, but you were over there. You weren't over there. Jimmy, you were over there.
Yep.
I remember him being there, but he remembers himself being over another part of the compound. But he wasn't. I remember him by the machine gun. He doesn't remember that. He doesn't remember it that way. We were 19-year-old. What do we know?
You did so many things automatically because of your training.
Sure.
And that's what a warrior does.
That's what you are taught to do. And that's the one thing I found absolutely amazing. And this is where the Brian Williams thing comes in. Because the men who recounted the story in those helicopters, the lead helicopter, his follow-on helicopter, They had him much farther away than he thought he actually was. And there's some gray areas between the stories of the military men when you read it from one Stars and Stripes article to the next one. Their stories didn't really change, but there's a difference between being 100 feet and 1,500 feet away. There's a big, believe me, wartime, that's a big gap.
I want to go on record, though, in saying that I truly hope that Brian Williams returns NBC as their, literally their spokesperson. And I hope that people, and all the carpers are out there, can shut up for a while.
Yep.
And let it go.
I'm hoping that with the 6 months, I'm hoping they allow him back. If not, I almost am convinced another network will pick him up, and they should.
And I agree. I agree with that. And you know, perhaps one day we can get on and everybody can talk about this in a comfortable manner where it's not so painful, particularly for him, if we could get him on as a guest.
I think we should try to do that. And with all of that, as we move on in our broadcast, yeah. It's been a heck of a show.
It's been an interesting day. I enjoy working with you, my friend.
Shall I close as the grouchy old man?
Well, I love it. Actually, I'm not going to close as Miss Piggy. So you can go from wherever you want to go.
Well, let me close by saying thank you. We should say thank you to Kevin in the control room.
Kevin Wolf, thank you.
Kevin, what a guy.
He is.
He's
and
the man.
Thank you, guys. You guys do phenomenal every week. Thank you for a great show.
I love you, Kevin. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Until next time.
America.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.